Oh, absolutely. And anyone on the call can become a millionaire from running a single martial arts school.
Absolutely.
Or then a chain of martial arts schools if they desire. And oftentimes don't realize that. It's there has been such a poverty mentality in our industry. And to most small business owners, I mean, it's not just martial artists, but such a poverty mentality that oftentimes people don't even realize how easy that is.
Well, and that's the other thing I wanted to do is I really wanted to use everybody wants to be part of something that's bigger than themselves. To be part of the Millionaire Mindset Program, you're part of a very exclusive club.
Yeah.
You're part of people who fly with the eagles. We
exactly.
think alike.
The experience has been is that the guys who will, as you mentioned several times, who will follow the system, who will drop preconceived notions and just jump in with both feet, it's been, and I don't know how many it is, but it's a bunch of them, have started out in the $12,000 to $17,000 range and are now all in the $45,000 to $55,000 a month range. And we've got several who started out in the $35,000 or, and these are for single locations, who started out in the $35,000 or $40,000 range are now in the $80,000 to $100,000 range. And with the martial arts school, it's almost all the increase is net profit. Unlike many businesses, I mean, we don't have a cost of sale per se. So, you know, we may increase the marketing budget a little bit. We may add an employee here and there. But in general, a lot of these schools are running as much as 50% net. So the, you know, the bottom line difference is just dramatic. You know, you're running a business with maybe a couple thousand a month net, and now you add 10,000 a month. You know, you haven't doubled your income. You've added 10,000 to make it 12,000 a month. So it's just huge. And you know what's even more important, I think, is an awful lot of schools are sitting out in the world, sitting at their desk, banging their head against the wall, and are frustrated with the results. And all of a sudden, they plug into this deal, and not only does their income improve, but their lifestyle improves because now they're able to manage their time better. They're not sitting around frustrated. They may be working hard, but they're working productively. And so the emotional impact is just huge.
When you think of these schools that are doing so well, are they in big city areas and rich suburbs? Or what kind of schools get those kind of results?
You know, it's all across the board. I mean, and what you just said is the misperception of some of these people is they think, well, sure, you can do that if you're in Manhattan. And, I mean, we've got you know, one of my most successful coaching clients in the last 6 months is in Terre Haute, Indiana. That's Scott Manning. We got another one who's out in suburban Illinois, and out in the sticks. So there's all across the board, anywhere from guys who are in a suburb of Houston, which of course is a big city, down to communities with 25,000-30,000 people, and in almost all cases they underestimate what the potential is from a revenue basis of a student, underestimate what they can charge and what they can expect from their student body, and also underestimate, you know, just what kind of volume they can get into the school once they get the marketing apparatus in place.
You know, one of the things I'm always fascinated is that small business owners often underestimate how much money is in the world.
Yep.
And how much, and that it's available there for your plucking. If you just have the mindset that you want it and that you'll do what it takes to get it, but there is no lack of money. I mean, I don't know about you, but every restaurant in the area where I live in Virginia Beach, Virginia, regardless of the time of the year, there's a waiting line.
Oh, absolutely, and the more expensive the restaurant, the longer the line.
And it's just. I have a housekeeper who's 23 years old who's from a foreign country. She's driving a Jaguar.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, when she pulled up in my driveway a few weeks ago in this Jaguar, it finally hit me how much money is in the world.
Oh, absolutely. I just did a little mini boot camp in Fort Lauderdale, and I've been going down there for years. You mentioned it when you were interviewing Dan in Renegade Millionaire, but it's always good to go to places where you see how much money there is out there. You go to Fort Lauderdale, and I was having dinner with a friend of mine who was trying to buy a $1.9 million yacht. And
A small one.
Yeah. In this case, it was a $10 million yacht that was seized and now was at auction. So he was trying to pay $2 million for a $9 million boat. But you go down there, and everywhere you look, you know, you sit on the intercoastal, and there aren't one of those boats that cost less than a quarter million, and a whole bunch of them are upwards into the tens of millions. And there's just an incredible amount of wealth in the United States, and it's amazing to me, people who think, well, if I could just get my income to $40,000 a year, I'd be tickled to death. And they miss the fact that there's people, you know, making $400,000 and people making $4 million who aren't necessarily working more hours. They just have associated with other people who know what the knowledge is behind that and are at that level and can then help them make the transition.
And the other thing is giving yourself as a small business owner permission to be wealthy, permission to earn the top dollar. That we have all kinds of programming in our heads from childhood and schools and churches and all kinds of different places that, you know, working hard is how you get ahead. And everybody who's an entrepreneur has to work hard. But the truth is, like years ago when I first went to Dan, the first thing he said to me was, you need to double the price of your business.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't do that. And I was so insecure about, if I double my price, business will fall apart. Well, business doubled because people have some weird psychological thing that the more things cost, the better they are.
Yeah. I was at my little seminar. I was telling the story in Cialdini's book, Influence, Science, and Practice. The very first story in it is about the gift shop owner with a basket of turquoise that was sitting there for months, and they practically couldn't give it away. So she goes on vacation and tells the clerk to mark the price in half to move it out. Well, a mistake is made, and instead of marking it in half, they double the price. And by the time the business owner gets back, they're in fact sold out. But the difference is price determines perception of value. And if you're cheap, people don't want cheap. People want the highest quality thing that they can afford.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you and I don't want the cheapest car. We don't want the cheapest house. We don't want the cheapest martial arts school. We want the one that's going to provide the highest quality service and then figure out how to fit into the budget.
And everybody wants to feel special. And as a business owner, our real job is that we're salespeople.
Exactly.
And the first person you have to really sell is yourself. You have to sell yourself on the fact that you need to spend a certain amount of your day educating yourself, a certain amount of your day marketing, a certain amount of your day doing different things. But you've got to sell yourself on that you're worth it and that the service that you are offering is worth it. And you will always lose one or two because of price. But when you're the most exclusive, the best, where, you know, people are fighting to get into where you are, that's when you get into serious money.
Absolutely. Lee, if we have people on the call who have been hesitant about or, you know, have just not seen the light on why being plugged into a coaching program and being plugged into a process like obviously the one that you're involved with me, with our martial arts schools, what would you say to them to help them make a decision on whether it's appropriate for them or not?